Lesson 5. Reading. Robots have been used for many years. They are used in factories to make big machines. Maybe the car which your mother or father drives was built by robots. These robots have arms and fingers which move, but the robots are fixed in one place and cannot move around. Today, however, there are robots which can move like humans. They can help people with many kinds of work. For example, they can work in places where an accident has happened. They can go into buildings which have been damaged by earthquakes and look for people who are injured. They can also enter places where the air has become very dirty and help to clean them. Robots also help in facilities for old people. Some robots help the elderly people living there to eat their food, and others help them when they walk. This is good for those people because they don't have to depend on human helpers for everything. They can eat and walk as slowly as they want and feel relaxed. In the near future, robots will be used in restaurants and cafeterias. Even now, there are robots which can pour drinks and carry trays for people. All of these robots do physical work. But now, another use for robots has been discovered. That is to help elderly people who are suffering from dementia. Paro, a robot shaped like a seal, was developed in Tsukuba, Japan, and first sold in 2005. Since then, more than 2,200 units have been sold to hospitals and old people's facilities in Japan and overseas. It has become quite popular in both the United States and Europe.